current head coach of the Garden City Buffaloes, Coach Brian Hill. And a week from game day, your week before the game scrimmage, I guess if you had to give it an overall grade, what would it be?
Oh, probably a C at best. Just wasn't really pleased with the execution and the little things. You know, we struggled when the lights came on tonight, and it's not something that I've seen so far through the first few weeks of practice. That, you know, we've seen kids, you know, make plays and, you know, play with confidence. And tonight, that, you know, for some reason the lights come on and you put the uniforms on, and, you know, it seems like they were just waiting for someone else to make a play.
I know you had the Jamboree last year at Heights. You got a chance to see different teams and have contact with different teams and had officiating as well. You don't have that this year. How big of a difference does that make?
Well, I don't know. I mean, the one thing, though, the reason we went to the Jamboree is just because, you know, you get so tired of, you know, banging on the same people, you know, day after day. And, you know, we've been at it for 2 weeks, and you know, it's, there's no secrets between either side. And, you know, so, I mean, but there is execution. That's the frustrating part, you know, on our end, that, you know, on both sides, there just were some blown assignments that, you know, we have not seen, you know, from our group, you know, throughout the first 2 weeks. And, but, you know, the whole Jamboree thing, you know, it's understandable under the circumstances that we're in. You know, we tried to, you know, do as much as we could, you know, turn the lights on, put the uniforms on and things like that. But, you know, still not like seeing another team and somebody new.
You said when you huddled with the players after the scrimmage was over that there are things that they could still control, that they're not doing well. So does that kind of give you hope with 7 days left?
Well, yeah, but it's going to take some better leadership. You know, we're still not very old. You know, I'm under 10 seniors. But, you know, we have enough guys that have played enough football that it's time for them to step up. And it doesn't – leadership is not just a senior thing. It's someone that has some experience that's played varsity football. And we've got a lot of guys that did play varsity football last year that are back on our team. And I think they're bigger, faster, and stronger. It's just now they've got to equate that and take that, you know, out to the football field. Is that, you know, our assignment, you know, for either side was not very good. And then, you know, you take the assignment and then sometimes it lacks some effort. And that's, you know, a lack of confidence. And, you know, those things have got to come, that they've got to, you know, we leave them alone and they've got to be out there on the field, that they've got to trust one another and execute. And we just didn't do a very good job of that tonight.
I know there's been a lot of schools that have run into roadblocks and some schools that haven't even been given a chance. But what does it say about these kids that they're here a week away from game time and everything seems to be going smoothly so far and that they are taking it seriously at some level?
Well, I can't think, or, you know, from the top, you know, the Board of Education to our administration to the community to our parents, and then, you know, then it falls on to the kids to execute the plan, and even to my coaches. But, you know, we've been doing, you know, something mostly with these kids from June 15th until today. You know, what's been impressive is that, you know, these kids, you know, they come every day, they wear a mask, they follow the social distancing as best as they can. We wash their hands, we sanitize their hands. We, you know, even have a special way we put our stuff in our locker room or in our lockers so that we can get things cleaned each day. And so the discipline is there for us to do it, because we wouldn't be able to survive this long if we'd been sloppy in any way. And that's probably the most impressive thing that I can say about our kids and really about our community, about, you know, our parents have been completely supportive of the whole situation. And you know, it's not just my coaches, but it has to come from the parents.